93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's the Tay and Jay Show. Lante, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter with us today. And we're going to chat some basketball, and we're bringing on a guy that knows a lot about the sport of basketball and a lot about recruiting, and that is Brad Sturdy. Brad, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are we doing?
Doing great. We appreciate you coming on with us today. We got a lot to talk about.
Brad, first of all, I mean, Jeremy Richmond, you covered this kid for about 5 years. Did you see this coming? I mean, should we have seen this coming?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we talked about it. I think I talked to you about it, too, before, where, you know, he saw himself back, you know, before he started at Illinois, he saw himself as a one-and-done type player. So regardless of whether he really was, should have been a one-and-done type player, he ended up being a one-and-done type player. So, I just don't think he was a kid that always, you know, it seemed like he wasn't one of the group a lot of times, you know, and just kind of did his own thing. And he wasn't a bad kid. I think sometimes, though, it just wasn't the best fit. You know, it didn't work out for him.
And, Brad, some people have said that Illinois might be better without him. I won't subscribe to that just because of what he brings to the court. What do you think?
I think their chemistry can be better, but they're not going to be as talented. I don't think there's any way you can say they're more talented without Jeremy Richmond, because he's obviously a talented player who can bring, you know, the skills to rebound, to play. And I think he's that modern four guy who can, you know, step out and handle the ball and things. Obviously he needs to work on his jump shot, and he has some areas where he needs to improve, but I think they were clearly a better team with him than without him. But that said, that doesn't mean I don't think they can be successful, because they're going to have they've got some talented kids. They're fairly young, but they've got some talent. You know, teams win with some talented young guys, and Illinois needs to do it next year.
Talking with Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com, OrangeAndBlueNews.com. Brad, and it's kind of a new team, more talent coming in. Do you think Bruce Weber's kind of exhaling just so that he has a new group coming in?
Yeah, I do. I think it's not that I don't think that he liked the kids who were seniors last year. I think he loved those guys. I mean, I think they, but they just weren't maybe the type of players that he is comfortable coaching. Guys that are more need to be maybe coddled sometimes, and guys that don't need, you know, that need this or can't do this, you know, limited players. I don't think they have that with the guys that they have coming back. They have some guys that have a steep learning curve, a lot of things to learn, but I don't think they're players that, I think they're tougher players. They're players that are more in tune with, the defensive end of the floor, which was an issue with a couple of them, you know, a couple from the senior class. But those guys were good players. They just maybe, what I've said is they were talented, but maybe they weren't the right fit for what they were trying to do.
Brad, a lot of new guys coming in, five freshmen coming in, and I'd like to ask you about a few of them. Michael Henry is one guy that I'm excited to hear about, excited to watch him play. What is he going to bring to this program?
Well, Michael can score. Now, Mike Henry can really score the basketball. He can hit shots from range. He has a nice little game where he can hit a mid-range game. He needs to work on his ball handling, for sure. He needs to play harder on defense. He's a good rebounder. He's got a great body. He's 6'6.5", is what he measured last summer. He weighs in probably around 225 right now. I think you'll probably see him get down around 220. He could probably and be, you know, a little bit more defined when he gets on campus. He's got a great build already, so he's got a Big Ten type body. He's a kid who can score, and you can't ever have too many scores.
Yeah, exactly. And a guy that I think is going to be, unfortunately now, needed immediately is Nana Egwu. Can he come in and be, not a force, obviously, but can he come in and contribute to this team right away, you think?
I do. I know a lot of people have seen him as a project. It was interesting to listen to Bruce Weber in his press conference the other day, where he talked about Nana, and he said he's going to surprise people. And I think he's right. A year ago, before he had the injury to it, and he had to have the surgery kind of repair with the lower back and the hip and things, he was playing at an extremely high level. And I think by the end of the high school season, he was back playing at that level where he's, you know, he runs the floor like a deer. He's about 6'10". He weighs about 230. And he's a tremendous, he's like a sponge. He's heating things up. He hasn't played a lot of basketball. And so he didn't have any bad habits, really. I mean, he can shoot the ball out to, you know, actually out to three-point range is what he was telling me the other day. And he's developing his low post game. He goes over real well over his left shoulder, and he's got a nice little turnaround. But he's got some work to do, you know, kind of with his back to the basket. And he's a great shot blocker. So I think that, you know, he's a kid who can come in, and if you only ask him to play in short spurts, I think he'll be fine.
Is it fair to say that he would have the biggest upside of these five coming in? I know Sam, but I'm not including him. But would Nana have the biggest upside, you think, over these next 4 years?
I think so. I think that by the time he's done, he's got a chance to be the best player in this group. And I think it's a talented group. You know, obviously Mike Henry does too. And I think maybe if you're looking at guys the most ready to play, it might be Tracy Abrams. But I think Egwu has the most potential.
Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com joining us right now. And Brad, an unknown to most of us because he plays in Alabama, is Devin Langford. I don't even know if Bruce Weber knows completely what he's going to bring to the table. But what have you seen in the short time that you've seen him? When I saw him at the shootout, the hall, the one thing that stuck out to me was his size and his length. I just think he could be a great defensive player.
I totally agree. He's long. He's athletic. The one thing about him is that's probably underrated. He does handle the ball well. I don't, you know, they were talking about him being a point guard, and the more I've seen of him, I don't really see him as a point guard, but I see him as a kid who can play the two and three and handle it really well against that type, you know, in that type of position. He can knock down shots from out to, you know, 17, 18 feet. He's pretty consistent. Nice little pull-up jump shot. I think where he's got to learn is realize how good he can be. He's got to get stronger. He's got to learn that, you know, how to play without the ball. And defensively, he's so long and so athletic that I think he can really get in passing lanes and become a really good defender. And I think that's what Weber was so high on him for, his versatility, his ability to, you know, help him out on both ends.
Brad, before the signing of Maniscalco, Tracy Abrams' role on next year's team is probably a lot more prominent. At least that's what most of us would have thought. How do you see his role now? Is it going to be one that develops slowly over time, or do you think he'll still be somewhat of an immediate impact?
I think he's going to play. I think Tracy's going to play. I don't know if he'll play. He's obviously not going to play as many minutes as he would have had to had they not got Maniscalco. But I think the good thing about this situation is there were a lot of people who had concerns about Tracy being just handed the reins for 30 minutes, 35 minutes a game, and say, here's your team. But I think most people felt like if he's asked to play 15 to 20 minutes, he can be really effective. And I think that's where you're going to see him next year, playing that, you know, a part-time role where he can come in, handle the ball. There's not as much pressure on him because you're going to have a veteran, a fifth-year guy in Sammy Maniscalco who can come in, handle the ball, get the ball to the right people, and really bring that leadership that they haven't had. And I think Sam will make everyone accountable. He'll have instant credibility just because of, you know, the experience that he already has.
Talking with Brad Sturdy from Rivals.com. And Brad, when they signed Devin Langford, or when he committed, I thought they should have used that on a power forward. But now that Jeremy Richmond's gone, they have an extra scholarship to go get one. Are there any names they're looking for? Do you think they're going to use that this year, or do you think they're going to kind of save that one?
I think they're looking if they can find a kid that they feel like can help them. They're looking at some prep school kids. I know I don't think they want to go the JUCO route, but they're looking at some prep school kids, some kids who may have decommitted from other schools, some kids who ended up not signing or haven't signed yet that were supposed to sign. There's a few different guys out there, and I don't know if I really want to release any names, but there's some guys they're looking at that they want a guy who doesn't match the same skill sets that they already have, whether it be a Mike Shaw in the same class, you know, like it's Mike Shaw and Nana Egwu. Maybe somebody who's more of a power player but might be in that, you know, 6'9 range or something like that might be interesting, or a combo forward more, you know, kind of in the Richmond role.
Do you think that these guys coming in, you talked about how the upperclassmen maybe just didn't fit into the system correctly. They had talent but just didn't fit into Bruce's system. Are these guys more of a fit for that? Are they more like their head coach?
Yeah, I think they are. And I think one thing about those other guys is they not only did they not really fit maybe what they're trying to do, they didn't fit together well. I mean, you had three really finesse players in Cole Davis and Tisdale coming in the same class. And I think that's why they don't want to do that this year and have overlapping skill sets with the same guy coming in. And I think that's where these new kids are different. They're a little tougher. They're a little hungrier. They're kids that, I don't know how to say this nicely, maybe they've had a little tougher upbringing and they've had to fight through some different things.
And so they're
going to be a little hungrier, I think, when they get on campus and feel like they're going to have to work for everything that they get. And I think you'll see that come out in the floor and with the effort. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to suddenly, you know, light the world on fire as underclassmen, but I think you'll see the effort and intensity be a little amped up. And I think that fans will appreciate that a little bit.
Brad Sturdy, Rivals.com. I got one more question for you, and that's down the road. Who are we looking for? Who's the next big thing? I mean, obviously Parker and these guys. What's down the road? Who is Illinois kind of focusing on, you know, 3-4 years now?
Well, I mean, there's so many kids in that 2013 and 2014 classes. You know, you mentioned Jabari Parker, who's obviously one of the top five players in the country in that class. Watched him last weekend. I think Illinois is really working on Tommy Hamilton, obviously, in 2013 from Whitney Young. And then I really think the big guy is going to be the 2014 kid, Jahlil Okafor, from Whitney. I think he is going to be a top five national kid in 2014.
He's big.
I think he is big. He's 6'10". He probably weighs in the 240-pound range right now. Somewhere close. He's got excellent footwork in the post. He's just a kid that keeps getting better. And I think there are some people who say he's an even better prospect than Parker, and that's pretty – those are big words when you say that. So I think I wouldn't quite put him there, but I put him maybe 1A. You know, if Parker's 1, he's 1A. So I think he's a kid that in 2014 you need to keep an eye on. If you want to talk locally, I really like the I was really impressed with the kid from Chatham-Glenwood, actually, Peyton Allen.
Right.
This past weekend, watching him, I think he's got some grow in him. He's about 6'5". I think he could end up being 6'7". He handles the ball well. He can really shoot it. Once he gets his – I don't know that he's in the best condition right now. He needs to, be able to play longer minutes. But, I think this AAU circuit will be good for him, having to play 3 games in a day and things like that. And he's going to be a tremendous player in high school. I think he'll end up being a kid that Illinois is going to look very hard at in that 2014 class as well.
Brad, last question I got for you, and we'll get you out of here. We're using you a long time here. But you mentioned Jabari Parker, Jahlil Okafor. These are kids that are going to be top 10 kind of kids. Can Illinois get these guys? I mean, we've seen them whiff on these guys before. Has Bruce Weber improved enough on the recruiting trail with Jarence Howard that they can actually sign these guys down the road?
Well, I would never say they were going to get them, but I think they can.
Okay.
Because these kids are different because of the strong – I guess maybe the strong family background, the way that they're going about the recruitment, whether it's Sonny Parker, who's been through, he's been through it all.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen it all. And so he understands that he wants to find the best fit for Jabari. And they're going to find a situation where he can come in, he's probably going to be a one-and-done type kid.
Yep.
But he's a kid who's got the maturity in his game where he can come in right away and play, I think. And I think they're going to find the right fit. And if that ends up being Illinois, he'll go to Illinois. I don't think it's going to matter that the other guys haven't come there. I think with Okafor, they got in so early with him. They were probably the first high major to offer. He was on campus before he started his freshman year for a visit. So I mean, he's got a really strong family situation, and I know his dad's very high in Illinois. He was wearing an Illinois sweatshirt at the AAU event a couple weeks ago. So you're looking at a kid. I think they have a chance. Now does that mean they're going to get him? I don't know. I mean, there's a long way to go in those processes, but I think they are in the mix, and that's right. At this point, that's really all you can ask for.
Well, Brad Sturdy, what scares me is that you're bringing up kids' names like Peyton Allen. I went to college with his mom and dad. I mean, so you're starting to make me feel really old now, Brad. Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry, Lon. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Well, Brad, hey, I appreciate this 100%. Rivals.com is where you find Brad Sturdy. You can also find him striking out guys like me on the Fast Pitch Tour.
That's right.
As well. So I really look forward to that again. Yeah, right. All right, Brad, thanks a lot, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Brad Sturdy, Rivals.com. He's good. He gets around. He sees a lot of these guys, and he knows what he's talking about.
359 call, 217-359-2255. We'll react to some of the things he said. What did you think? We'll be back on the T&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.